שלום לכם, אנחנו בישיבת
קטן. Hello to everyone, we're in our writer's meeting with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello.
יופי,
גם שומעים. Hello everyone.
מצוין.
Good, now we can hear as well as see. Excellent. So let us begin. Let us go straight to the main course. This week the government of Israel said they're going to give money to every citizen, 750 shekels. The families can get up to 3,000. We're talking about a million shekels for everyone. So what do you think about this kind of step? Is it positive? Is it negative?
Dr.
Lightman, I think it's a good trend, but it's incomplete. There are more disadvantages than advantages to it, as I see it. The fact that you have to help a part of the population, that's for certain. The fact that you don't have to help everyone, that's also certain. There were such people who said that we don't need this aid. And there are those for whom this kind of grant completely fails to cover their basic needs. And that's what I can say regarding this kind of monetary assistance. It doesn't seem right to me.
גם במידה וגם ב...
In the way it's done, in the amount, in the approach, I see that this is indeed how the people take it and how people in government see it. I'm not a politician, I don't know exactly what's going on there. I'm not a finance person, I'm not an economist. I don't have statistics, I don't know how to divide things, I have nothing there, but the approach itself needs to be different. That's one thing. The other is that this approach, the way I think we need to behave during the days of the coronavirus or a different pandemic or something of that nature, the approach needs to be an educational one, which will bring us to a new level of life, of society, of connection between people, so that the people of Israel receive an upgrade. If we are in a state where nature is elevating us to a degree where it relates to all of us as though we're one, that's how we need to respond as well. And so, I think that a new approach is required here. First of all, the matter is, I'm speaking from the perspective of the wisdom of Kabbalah, and so from that perspective, we see that we have to relate to anything that happens as an invitation by nature in general to connect, to interact with us, to interaction. This is how the Creator, the upper force, speaks to us. And we need to see that after dealing with the primary, with the initial blow, pretty well, we started running wild instead of connecting, instead of truly seeing where we are. We forgot that we are the people of Israel, a special people. First of all, nature relates to us in a unique way. And accordingly, we must be responsible about how we act, how we react. Everything that happens to us happens only in order to bring us to implement the saying love thy neighbors thyself. First of all, if we don't do that, then we will feel suffering, problems, blows. And if we do implement it, even to a small degree, we will feel great success. Great success we will follow, and then we will participate properly. After the first wave of the pandemic, we behaved as though it has nothing to do with us. It went and it's gone, and God bless. And then the whole people, everyone, everyone started acting up. We saw demonstrations on television. We saw how divided these people are. These people, how each one is pulling in his own direction, and they're not united. And we saw that from that moment, we began to descend in statistics, in polls, etc. So what should we do? The upper force relates to us only in one way, with one aim, for us to be connected. So what does it mean when a virus is running rampant, moving from person to person? How do we need to relate to each other then? Of course, first we have to do what the Ministry of Health says. But as well as that, we have to see how we make sure that let's say I'm certain I don't have the virus, but even if I have it, I make an effort not to transmit it to others, meaning each one has to make an effort not to wrong others. I don't come closer to other people, closer than 2 meters. I wear my mask. I don't go on the bus because I can infect people on the bus, and so on. If each one, instead of being concerned about himself, catching the virus from others, will think that he is carrying the virus and is concerned, will be concerned about not infecting others. If everyone cares for the others, we will rid ourselves of all the viruses, this one and all those still to come. And we will have a good society, a good connection between us, as the Torah requires. Now, what I want to say here is that we need to be careful about listening to people on television, etc. We need to be concerned only about one thing, that each one should make sure not to infect others. That's it. And it's specifically in that way, this inverted way, if we make sure to try and protect others, we will see that we have zero who are sick with this virus or the others still to come. That's what I'd like to see, what I expect. And if not, I just want to say that there are many more troubles and problems lined up. In the form of viruses or economic repercussions, we will suffer greatly until perhaps we will understand that we have to change the way we relate to others. And so then it's worthwhile for us as the experts, as the writers, truly write about it and to make it as public as possible.
אני רוצה לשאול בהקשר ל...
widespread as possible. So I want to ask about the coronavirus grants and about these things you said. Look, there is a great campaign of solidarity that just grew from the people, from the ground up. People say that whoever doesn't need this money should give it to various institutions, etc. What do you think about that? Look, Lightman, that's good. It's not about the how much money it is, but this this idea, this approach is very good. It can really help us.
Dudi,
why should we help others? What kind of reward do you get if you care for others? Dr. Lightman, when I care for others, caring for the whole of humanity, I make sure that the whole of humanity is connected together as one man in one heart, and then we connect to the singular upper force. And then all of us, you could say, Israel, are one. You can put it in many different ways, but in this way we become a good, positive example to all the peoples in the world. This is our mission. This is our duty, to be a light unto the nations so that they may see how to behave. And then we will reach a state where the world will be corrected and it will be emptied of all these harm, all these pests and harmful elements. Shelley, when we talk about concern, it's very easy for me to be concerned about a person who's close to me and I know who he's, if I know he's at risk. That's natural. So how can I develop artificial concern for people who aren't close to me? It depends on how much you think about it. Of course, your concern for your relatives is natural. And you're willing to give to them. But we have to understand that if we live in a global integral system, then at least the people as a whole, or the part of the people who live within the boundaries of the nation of Israel, we have to understand that if we don't care for each other, then all of our neighbors and the whole world these days actually will come and eat us. Our situation, our international situation, our position, it's not so good. Shelley, is there any means by which a person can develop a positive concern for others? A true concern, not to want to wrong anyone. Dr. Lightman, it depends on what we write. If you write that we are tied together, mutually dependent, interdependent, that is, that there's an upper force that through all these viruses sends us warnings, telling us we should take care of the connections between us. Look, there is no other cure, ultimately, but for positive relationships. Especially now, at the last generation, in the last generation. And now we will feel how all the blows that come to us are all meant for one thing, for us to finally understand that we have to be connected together. So, how to direct these good initiatives of mutual assistance to a higher place? Let's say I now donate my money. I don't know who it goes to, how it gets there. How do you take that level of concern and elevate it to a higher level of concern? Dr. Lightman, it's through dissemination. You have no other place or means. It's only through dissemination. Such that the whole people come to know what their destiny is, what their purpose is, why it's happening, and in this blow or with the next blow, all the nations of the world will begin to congeal around us, against us. and we will feel the negative attitude of the whole world. The people of Israel began to run wild immediately after their initial successes, so it's clear to us then where it's going. Dudi, I want to understand you a little better regarding the coronavirus grants. I want to know what's good, what's wrong about it in order to do better. There's a decision made to give everyone equally despite great economic gaps. So there are people who don't need money and will get it, and there are people for whom this is a drop in the ocean. So should it be for everyone, only for the needy? And Dr. Lightman, of course only for the needy. The government shouldn't divide everything equally, no. It's like a mother in the family. The smallest is given more. Those who are sick are given more. The others are given less, and so on. We have to take care of everyone as though they're our relatives. We don't treat our relatives equally. Equally, that's the way a machine relates to people. Not a government that wishes to say that it's close to the people, understanding the needs of the people. How can it understand the needs of the people if it gives the rich and the poor the very same? Where for the poor it's not enough for even a week, and for the rich it's like, I don't know, perhaps it's not even enough for his dog. Feed his dog you've been talking about equal living conditions for everyone for a while now. Now that it's starting to happen in Israel, in the world, it seems very unjust. So why is the form that you suggest is fair and just? Dr. Lightman, I talked about dividing the money and the food equally with respect to, well, the way we do it in family, but this is on the condition that there are no other sources of income for everyone or anyone. Like Baal Sulam writes in the last generation, that we live now in a situation where no one has anything. Right, but he can receive some kind of grant, some kind of basic universal income, which comes to people according to the size of their family, etc. But now if I get $1 million per month, I'm being sent also 2,000 extra. What is that? Just to show me how important I am, or... What? Dudi, you said many times that it's a shame, we shouldn't try to spend money in order to save the current economy. That's exactly the plan presented now. So the question is, how to, on one hand, take care of people's basic needs, and on the other hand, not to use it to assist and support non-essential businesses? Dr. Lightman, look, I don't know the plan exactly. But if you want to revive the economy, well, never mind the economy. Those who have nothing to eat, this won't suffice for them to buy food even. And those who have money, then what is it for? To go on a picnic or something? To me, it seems that all these things aren't being done correctly at all. But again, I'm not about to criticize government here because I don't know I don't have all the necessary information. I barely even watch television, maybe once a few days. I see the news. Look, I cannot say. Dudi, so to understand another point, you say that ultimately we will need to get to a state where we fulfill people's basic needs. Dr. Lightman, that's for certain. Dudi, okay, so that's for certain, but where from? How can you finance people like that over time without emptying the national treasury? Where get the money? Dr. Lightman, I mean that everyone has employment, each one in wherever he can benefit the public.
וככה זה אנחנו נתקדם.
And that way we can advance, move forward.
אני לא דיברתי על מצב של היום.
I didn't talk about today's situation. Today, nothing is correct. Everything is faulty.
Dudi,
a question from people on the internet here. You say that we have to arrange all of our lives in line with the rules of nature, laws of nature. But in nature, anyone who is the strongest survive, the weak are eaten. So how does that work? Dr. Lechman, we learn from the wisdom of Kabbalah that the nature of the inanimate, vegetative, and animate degrees conforms to what the degree of the speaking projects, meaning people. Now, if people related to each other in a way where they complement each other, help each other, assist each other, then the whole of nature would behave the same.
Shelley,
we see that the people now have zero confidence and trust in what organizations and especially national institutions have to say. On the other hand, we see that there is some kind of sensitivity to people's problems. In half an hour, you had half a million shekels, people donated their grants. So the people are losing confidence in the leadership and they're beginning to form some inner initiatives, some bottom-up initiatives, etc. Well, so what do you think about that? Dr. Lechman, look, that won't help. We're talking about educating people. We're talking about reorganizing the people. We're talking about how to see these things in a methodical manner. With an educational approach, and you don't have that. You don't. It's just born out of a certain outcry where people participate, yes, but it doesn't bring us closer to a united society. It's not a correction. Yes? Okay, we'll continue to the next topic. We'll talk about money again. Billionaires donated a lot of money this week. 30-something of the richest people in the world signed a letter where they pledged to assist people coming out of the crisis. They say that us billionaires have the way to cure the world. We have so much money, money that will be needed in the future, in future years, so you can raise our taxes. So people who signed that letter are like the owner of Disney and the owners of Ben & Jerry's, etc. Do you see that as a proper step forward? Dr. Lightman. No, I don't, because everything they stole before now, they want to reimburse us in part. No. But it's good for governments to think of such things. Look, I'm not talking about that. The correction of the world has to come about in a way where people receive proper education so as to behave correctly. They will come to see how to treat each other, how to relate to each other. By that, we enter into proper compatibility, let's say, with the upper force. And it's not in a way where we now take scissors and begin to cut some excess off the rich who made billions off of us. That's not how we make the corrections. These aren't the corrections that nature expects us to make. And so I don't expect anything good to come from it. No. The upper force doesn't lack money or anything of that nature. Only one thing, proper connections between people. That can bring about peace, love, tranquility, balance between us, and nobody will lack anything. We need to think only about how to connect together properly. That's the only thing that's lacking, nothing else besides. And all those billions you get from here, from there, from everywhere. Just throw it away. Don't even look in that direction.
Duty.
So, but if the rich want to pay, even to if to feel as though they're united in one action, Dr. Lightman, I don't want to take it into account, really. Let them do it. If someone wants to play with them, let them play. I'm not running in the direction of where they give money, because that won't help human society. So such acts aren't an expression of connection, as you see. They just want to give money and it's not. Shelley, when you talk about education, so to my mundane sensibilities, it sounds like, come teach me a few things more than what I know now. But how can education change a person's heart so that he wants equality, not to be above others? How can you do that, Dr. Lightman? So don't call it education. Perhaps this is why it confuses you. Don't call it education. Call it learning. Shelley, and how will it change things? Dr. Lightman, so there's a system where you're taught some high human learning, let's call it, I don't know, something, and by that you receive, you get new feelings, new knowledge, you participate in all sorts of exercises which teach you how to be connected to a circle of other people, and from that circle you will come to feel and understand where you truly are. And by what means you can build an integral society. And how from that you arrive at a good, proper connection, where from this connection all of the problems begin to disperse due to this connection. Okay, so we see that educating the people through our messaging, that just passes people by completely. We had one wave of coronavirus, a second, soon we'll have quarantine again. So, Dr. Lightman, join to all these. Look, you'll have such blows one after the other. But regardless of that, you have to attach your explanation, your messaging to every blow. Duty. The message comes after the blow. But nobody wants medicine today to have cure before the blow. Dr. Lightman, but if before the blow you're right about what will happen if people don't do what you suggest they do, then you will see what happens. And after the blow, explain it to them again. You have to do it like you do with a child. You tell him, this is forbidden, this is not good for you, and so on. And after that, he does it nevertheless. So you give him some punishment, or he gets his punishment without your help there. And several times this happens until finally he understands. Duty. So you frighten him, right? You give him boundaries, you're bounding him by fear. No, right, man. Well, it depends. If they just get blows, then blows that come from nature, well, what can you do about it? The creator is concealed. But when you give them some kind of punishment or an explanation, then you reveal, they can relate to you. But several such times, they need to relate to you before the blow, after the blow, and then they will come to understand that you're warning them so as to not receive further blows. Duty. Okay, so in that context, yes, we will continue explaining things and so on, educating. But people, when they say, give your grants to the needy, suddenly we see that people are opening their hearts, their wallets, the rich are willing to give a lot of money. We see that the people succeed, they want to unite. But through our messaging, it's very difficult. But is there anything we can do to educate people through actions? Such as that? Dr. Lightman, no, I don't think so. What do you mean by act, through act? Duty. I don't know, some donation to the society or something that will make people feel united. Dr. Lightman, no, they need to feel and understand and agree with the fact that connection is our salvation. Okay. It's the correction. Okay, so if we're going towards some... trying to perform actions, what, is that a deviation from the path? Dr. Lightman, yes, I think so. I'm not opposed to it. Because for the time being, yes, we're in a world of actions, and it does help in a way. But for this to bring an actual, to bring about actual correction, perhaps it can bring it about in a very indirect way. Duty. But the act itself, doesn't it express concern for others? Regardless of the way it manifests, but the inner feeling, Dr. Lightman. No, if it's just an act that's unrelated to connection, to correction, meaning that it's meant to facilitate a connection between people, it won't help. Duty. So how can you explain to people that money isn't the solution, that money isn't everything? You say money, and I'm not even looking at it. Because a person's whole world is money. Dr. Lightman, I'm not talking about money. You're constantly talking about it. I'm not. I'm talking about connection. Nature demands that we connect. And you're constantly talking about money, and I don't see a connection between money and connection. Well, that's what's occupying the people. They think that the correction is to give money to whoever needs it. If I have money, I have welfare, I have confidence. Dr. Lightman, they should stop talking about it. They should stop dreaming that this will help. It won't. Get all the money, all the gold and silver in the world. You cannot correct the world with that.
Norma, בבקשה.
Duty. Okay, Norma, go ahead.
No.
Yes, love. So in our writers' meetings and all of your talks, you speak about an educational process, an educational program, a new one. Now you're saying that this is learning, perhaps this is easier to understand, schooling maybe. So my question is, regarding the process, how do you see it unfolding? What are the steps there? Dr. Lightman, steps, educational steps. Well, I talked to our education people today. The steps are simple. Through every channel possible, we need to reach the people and to tell them the truth. To tell them what our good future depends on. And that is only connection. And so, if so, how do we implement the connection? How do we come to implement it? To actualize it. So we have to open courses, to teach people on a national level, so that people, wherever they are, however they, in whatever state, they should have like a notebook where they write how they go through this, what they learned in their lectures, in their studies, and so on. We have to educate the person to become a part, a small screw in the integral mechanism. And you can't replace that. You can't replace it with money or anything. It's impossible to buy. It's only through people's exertion. And we have to tell this to everyone so that they know that this is the only thing our good future depends upon. And the fact that... Well, this is what I talked about today also. We cannot escape it. And from what's done, well, we have to learn from what's done. Why are we in the worst place in the world today, according to medical statistics, whereas 2 months ago, we were ranked the best. Why? others are more careful? It's different laws that pertain to us. We have different laws pertaining to us. Nature treats us much more harshly, and it punishes us, and it will continue to punish us if we act like every other nation. We will end up many times worse than the others. Because we need to do these things, we need to take care of our connection, and they don't. They're not obligated to. So what should we do? We're copying all sorts of plans from them in order to revitalize the economy, but for us, this doesn't work. It does not revitalize. So how can we, with the stubborn, hard-headed Israeli people, how can we educate them? We need to gradually, time and time again, to get them to listen, to hear something, until they come to understand that this is how it is. That for us, only connection is the cure to the coronavirus and other problems. For them, for the other peoples, no. For them, if you divided the money and everything that we're doing, that would help. For us, it won't help. It will come out worse. Because you want to avoid the correction that only you can make. By that, nobody else can do it. And so all these corrections that you make today are to your detriment. You're taking the method of the Gentiles, and by that you want to fix Jewish society. Noma, can I ask another question in that vein? Yes. Noma, so what is the process of inner change, whatever happens within the person? What inner change does the person undergo? If we advance towards connection, you understand what needs to happen, yes? It's something where... Well, it's something significant that's happening, profound. You're establishing a spiritual society. You're building the pattern, the template of Adam Rishon. You're building the soul by your efforts. And then this coronavirus becomes a cure. Where the Creator strikes, He heals. And how can a person agree to such a process? Well, that depends on the quality of your writing. But they will have no choice. If they don't agree now, they will agree in a month or two after the next blow. They'll see that this doesn't help, that doesn't help, and the blows keep coming and becoming greater. This greatly weakens the people and the nation, the army, the economy, and everything. We can turn here into something something very weak, completely given to God's mercy. And that can be easily done to us, easily. What does it mean that we are taking the method of the Gentiles to educate the Jews? Well, this is what the nations do. Those who behave according to the ego, for them it's clear that you need to divide the money again. This is the American method. So let's help everyone like this, like that. Let's open up our pockets and help. You can go into every synagogue there and they will understand you. Yes. Dr. Lachman, so this is the method of the Gentiles, right? So what's the method of the Jews? Dr. Lachman, to be united. Yehudim from the word meyuchadim, or united. Meyuchadim. Today, but Jews also need money and food. Dr. Reitman, it will come. Don't worry about that. It will come. The main thing is for them to be connected together. Judy, what do you mean by it will come? Don't worry. To inspire some confidence. Well, I don't understand what that means. Dr. Reitman, it will fall on you from the skies. Well, if you don't do it, then nothing will help. It's true that if there's no flora, there's no Torah. But without Torah, there won't be flora either. You will see from these blows that are coming now, like with the previous one, how the cure you had before, where as if it was a cure, it now became a blow, punishment. How? We behaved incorrectly. Fine, behave incorrectly. Or behave correctly. I'm not telling you anything there, because if you behave well, you don't need money. Behave well now, but you see, the people don't want to. They say, we don't care. The main thing we want to do is to just fulfill ourselves. Let's eat and drink, for tomorrow we die, as it is written. That's it. Dudi, you say that if there is Torah, there is floor as well. So what is the Torah you're talking about? The Torah, the teaching of connection. There's nothing else. Only the Torah of connection. Dudi, can you explain in a rational way how suddenly there's floor? No, I cannot say. Suddenly you will feel, you'll find that you have enough for everyone.
Okay, Shelley.
Dudi. Okay, Shelley, please. Shelley, if I can understand the process here for a second, because it's as if we went up one degree here, because with the blows, with the pressure, with the fear, not being able to see tomorrow and not knowing when it's going to end. Well, you talked about a system that will absorb the person, begin to educate him. How is it going to work? What are the stages a person goes through? Right now he's getting punished from every direction. He's looking for people to blame. People are looking for people to blame so much that they forget about the coronavirus. They say it's all lies and manipulations even. So what's the next step a person goes through? How does he come to meet us? Dr. Reitman, that much I do not know. But I know that he must come to meet you, all of you, and he needs to be impressed by everything you write. And he should see that this is the way his fate is. This is his destiny. He needs to see that you are speaking correctly. And something from the Torah has to be there, because this is something that does influence people. And examples from life, things we went through. And explain to them what's going to happen in the future. What may happen. And so, gradually, you will acquire the faith. He will become tied to you. Shelley, so only fear that comes from without will help people to come see our message and digest it, to get to know it. Dr. Reitman, not only fear, but also negative repercussions, negative things that will happen to us. Actually, so other than writing and all sorts of video clips in our dissemination now, friends are asking here, do you see other means by which we can reach people? Dr. Reitman, I don't know, but it seems to me that Shelley, but we also have Kabbalah, but that's also not very widespread. And Dr. Reitman, yes, that's correct. That's why I say that dissemination needs to be widespread, and to think about that. Shelley, what do you mean by widespread then? Dr. Reitman, I don't know, but it seems to me that every writer just uploads it somewhere in some corner of the internet and thinks this suffices. Judy, sometimes you say that we don't need to go out to the media, so to speak, that it's enough for everyone to do something small. And sometimes you say, no, we do have to publish everything very broadly. And can you guide us? Yes, for sure. If you have something by which you can truly awaken people, like now, where people are very excited about something, dividing the money, for example, or the virus where we have a second outbreak, I think that now, if you talk about what we talked about in the morning lesson, saying that only connection can help us, and if not for that, we will get greater and greater blows, punishments. Write about it in a very convincing way. I would say in a very harsh way, even very direct way, then people will listen. They may not agree. They may not agree. But this, they will see it. Shelley, what do you mean to write in a harsher way? We'll do whatever is necessary, but we don't know what to do exactly. Dr. Lightman, the people feel today that they're in an unknown, unfamiliar state, a dangerous state, and who knows what's going to happen next. Soon the money will run out. Soon the people will lose their patience completely. Yes, the people lose their patience. And all the popular ways, the common ways people behave, they're sort of, everything sort of deteriorates. It's a difficult situation. We're really going towards war. And all our neighbors from Turkey, Iran, everywhere, they're all just waiting to attack us. And we don't have who to rely on. Trump will soon end his presidency, and we remain facing the wolves. So if the people of Israel are at least connected to their sources, they can stand against it. But if not, then it's a very, very bad situation. I look at the future with great concern. Shelley, regarding writing, we are trying to follow your approach. You say we need to be a bit harsher, a bit sharper, and our writing became a bit more critical towards phenomena that things that divide the people, or things that people resist. On the other hand, people ask us, why do we write in a critical way, such a critical way? So we want to ask you about your... what do you think about more critical writing? Less being nice and being more critical and harsh. Look, Lightman, I don't know. I didn't read what you wrote. Why? I don't understand. Why critical? Shelley, let's say we're now writing about this protest by the independents. We had a certain way we related to that. Dr. Lightman, we don't criticize government. We don't even affiliate with any faction, any part of government, or the people, or humans. Otherwise, you're causing damage to us. We don't criticize anyone. That don't do anything. Shelley, of course, on our official pages, there's no relation. We don't talk about government or any side of the political arena. We're asking regarding our writing. You said to write everything in a bigger way. So what needs to be there? No, Lightman. Explanations, they need to be convincing. It's not that I just shout, but rather I explain carefully And I repeat you, go away completely. Leave us. And I'm not talking about you personally, of course. The explanation needs to be attractive, patient. It's the way you explain to children again and again. It needs to be truly felt. But you are the orphan, from the orphan. Something.
Judy,
okay, still, I want to understand, because you're talking about convincing dissemination. But on the other hand, we see that the people are hard-headed. Everything that you tell them, even if it's sweet and nice, still they will object, they'll be critical, they say you don't see the full picture, that you're a manipulator, you're a prophet of wrath. Dr. Lightman, you can write to them about everything that we did and how we behaved incorrectly after the first blow, and how now, instead of understanding, getting the proper lesson from that, and taking care of the connection of the people, we come to the second blow, because again we relate to it incorrectly. Nature, the Creator, demands of us only connection. So don't be ashamed, don't be shy about this. Write about connection constantly. If we don't do it, a blow will come. You see, we didn't connect, we all started becoming prideful, each one was dismissive of others. I don't care about who's healthy, who's sick, I'm going out to have a good time. Well, you get another blow, and so on. Just write about these things, going to Shelley's head, right? If they don't understand, they don't want, but I don't care about if they want or not. Education isn't about what you want. Shelley, but we want them to come. Dr. Eichmann, no, we don't want them to come. Who's pulling them? Why do you need them? Where do they need to come? They need only to understand why they're suffering. You write it down to yourself. That's what you tell them. Start the article from that. Start your article with that. I am writing to you with a heavy heart. It is my wish that you do not suffer. That's what I want, only that. Since.
Tov.
All right.
Maspik.
No,
we've talked about it enough.
Noma
wants to. Noma, last question. Regarding this process, I understand that dissemination is the way to explain the reasons and give the solutions. As far as I see, this is a process of education, which is it's a process. It takes time. It's something that people do throughout their whole lives, if I understand correctly. Dr. Eichmann, correct. Noma, so what's the first step? Let's say we start tomorrow, and it's a lifetime kind of thing. People want to see results. Dr. Lightman, they see results. They're seeing bad results right now, right? Answer. Yes, they see a negative result. Now you say, let us, instead of collecting the money, collect the money, it doesn't matter, but you say, let's play at connection together. Like you tell children, be good kids, hold each other by the hand, let's form a circle and sing. Let's do just one kind of round of that. Right? That's how I picture these things, right? Let's do one thing, like one time, right? Just la 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 la, we sing. Did things become better or not? Let's check. And you will see that it will become better. Noma, so these are exercises. No, Kleidman, yes, exercises. It's not that you write them to do this exactly, but this is what we have to bring about. We do only one round like that, and you'll see that it's already becoming better. Each one of you has great power. This is what he needs to do, or she. Dr. Leitman, what kind of exercise can we offer people? Not like a dance, which sounds a bit pathetic. Like, what can we actually suggest? Dr. Leitman, think about how not to do harm to others. Where it's as if I carry the virus and I don't want to transmit it to others. So, if I don't wear that rag, I don't wear that rag over my mouth and nose. Well, I do that, but I do that not in order to protect myself. I do that in order to protect others. And it's only this change, this difference that will make us jump up to the apex of health. So, goodbye, Dudi. Thank you very much.